Looking back over the past 12 hours, satellite imagery indicated mostly clear skies across the mid-Atlantic to start the day, with scattered clouds developing during late morning as daytime heating increased. Spotty showers and thunderstorms developed along the Blue Ridge in northern North Carolina during early afternoon, with this activity then forming into a broken line as it drifted east across the foothills. Afternoon temperatures were observed warming generally into the 80s across the region. And now a special weather statement. At 9:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, radar indicated that strong thunderstorms extended along a line from just west of Damascus to near Mountain City. Movement was east at 5 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 30 miles per hour are possible with these storms. Very heavy rainfall and frequent cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with this activity. Locations impacted include White Top, Nella, Grayson Highlands State Park, and Flatwoods. Torrential rainfall is also occurring with these storms and may cause localized flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Frequent cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with these storms. Lightning can strike 10 miles away from a thunderstorm. Take a safe shelter inside a building or vehicle. Now for the National Weather Service forecast for the Northwest Mountains of North Carolina, including Boone, Blowing Rock, Jefferson, Sparta, and in Virginia, Grayson County, including Independence. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms until midnight. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Independence Day, patchy fog in the morning. Partly sunny with isolated showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday night, a chance of thunderstorms until midnight. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the lower 60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of showers. A chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. West winds around 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. A chance of thunderstorms until midnight, then isolated thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds, becoming west around 10 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 50%. And now the forecast for the northern foothills of North Carolina, including Wilkesboro. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms until midnight. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Independence Day, patchy fog in the morning. Partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday night, a chance of thunderstorms until midnight. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of showers. A chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. A chance of thunderstorms until midnight, then isolated thunderstorms after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 50%. The extended forecast for the northern foothills and mountains of North Carolina. Thursday and Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 50%. Friday and Friday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday and Saturday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 50%. The current time is 9:49 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is NOAA Weather Radio, All Hazards, WNG588, broadcasting from the National Weather Service Office in Blacksburg, Virginia, and transmitting on a frequency of 162.500 MHz from an antenna located on the State Communications Tower on Mount Jefferson in Ashe County, North Carolina. Here are some 9 p.m. observations from around the area. At the Ashe County Jefferson Airport, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 67 degrees. The dew point was 65, and the relative humidity 91%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.20 inches and rising. In Hickory, light rain was falling. The temperature was 73 degrees. The dew point was 72, and the relative humidity 96%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.10 inches and rising. In Wilkesboro, it was 72 degrees with cloudy skies. In Winston-Salem, the temperature was 74 with light rain. In Raleigh, it was 75 degrees and cloudy. In Charlotte, it was 74 with light rain. In Asheville, it was 71 degrees and cloudy. In Tennessee, Knoxville was 77 degrees and cloudy. And Bristol was 72 degrees and cloudy. In Virginia, at Hillsville, it was 73 degrees and cloudy. Lonesome Pine was 70 degrees with light rain. At Mountain Empire Airport, it was 75 degrees and cloudy. Roanoke was 82 degrees and cloudy. In West Virginia, Bluefield was 73 degrees and clear. And now the forecast summary. Isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms can be expected through sunset, mainly across the mountains, after which all remaining areas of rainfall will fade away. Localized patches of fog can be expected overnight, especially in locations which experience significant rainfall this evening. Overnight temperatures will hold generally in the 60s. Another round of spotty showers and thunderstorms can be expected area-wide for the Independence Day holiday, particularly in the afternoon and evening. Afternoon, high temperatures will warm generally into the 80s,